Welcome to the Poetry Moment. This week, we're featuring readings by poets taking part in this year's Get Lit Literary Festival, which is hosted by Eastern Washington University. Here's a poem by festival author Bill Carty.
Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Bill Carty reading my poem, Not a Moat. You will have grown too old for the haircut before it grows back. That's the future perfect tense. Someone will have awakened moaning, and because there is an audience, will take that moaning as far as is profitable. There's no despair like inattention. Trees conspire at the back edge of the property to invent a more empathetic saw or impenetrable pulp. This is what they will have done against despair. If I wave my wand, and only the magnetic are elected, what can I do with the steel filings that gather at the tip, but twirl them in my mug until they form the standard ball shape of all hibernating creatures? When they maximize warmth, is this their thing against despair? Someone prints every S as an F, and just glancing at foliage, I think of soil, which will have been true eventually. Eventually, every error is subsumed in narrative. It's just how things go. Despair becomes recurrent, a body of water I sit beside, though not an all-encircling moat. It is liquid, more vernal, some fluid settled in the lowest region of the zone, a depression shy to motion, a basin I arrive at thinking, this really is despair, so much broader than it is long. That was my poem, Not a Moat, from my book, Huge Cloudy, and I'm Bill Carty.
This afternoon, as part of the Get Lit Literary Festival, Bill Carty is hosting a virtual event with novelist Eileen Garvin. Find more information and a link to attend at getlitfestival.org.